Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Last night, Ballsy and I had the honor of hanging out at the both Western Pizza locations.
Broadway and Glencairn.
Yeah, you're at Broadway, I was at Glencairn, and I know we had a great crew down there. I think it was Dan Kurt who won the fridge at my location. And also, I got to give a shout out to Todd Malosh. He was having some fun last night. He said, "I just want to hear my name on the radio."
Okay.
I was like, "Yeah, all right, Todd Malosh." So there you go. And also, he says Derwin and Travis are just horrible workers. His coworkers, he said, they're trash.
So I was down at the Broadway location, and I want to say hi to Jason and Lisa who donated $40 to work. I mentioned Dolby's situation,
yeah.
And they donated $40. They said, "Hey, we just want to give it to the bottom line." And also, Leanne Ketcher. So what happened is we took submissions on our website, thewolfrocks.com, and you had to guess when that hole would be officially declared filled, the Capital Point hole, the corner of Vic and Albert. And she was 18 minutes off the 4 p.m. September 20th official declaration from the city of Regina.
So, and you talked to their
I got to her yesterday.
Now,
you were 18 minutes out. How did you come to that time?
I picked two different dates. One was my sister's birthday and one was my dad's birthday. And I actually picked them back in July, probably June or July, and decided to go with those dates. And I was just sort of picking either in the morning or like three-ish or whatever that they'd be done. And that's all I came up with.
Did you come here tonight thinking you were going to win? Like, did you have a feeling?
I wasn't sure if it, like, what was up, if it was the fridge or the free pizza. I was hoping I'd win one or the other.
She won both.
Yeah, so everybody's name's in the big draw at the end for the, like, the pizza's the big draw, but then everybody gets a chance to fridge.
Yeah.
Put her name in, back in, she won the whole thing, shook it around, pulled her name out again.
Yeah.
So she won both. She says she's never won anything in her life.
Yeah.
And so she's going to go buy lottery tickets.
You also struggled with the bolt cutters
that
to get your fridge unlocked.
That wasn't my fault. They gave me these, thanks to the manager there, she only lived two blocks away. She went and got these bolt cutters. Her husband had bolt cutters.
Yeah.
But
they didn't work too well.
I didn't, well, it was probably me.
Yeah.
I'm a radio announcer.
You don't know how to operate those things.
Yeah, halfway through, I was like, let's use the key. This is getting embarrassing. I was sweating. I was like, I'm going to drink all the beer.
I was watching the live feed, and it was pretty embarrassing.
Yeah?
Yeah. We just used the key. In,
well, I did eventually. Yeah, I saw that.
I was just like,
we're using a key.
Yeah, the craziest thing. Anyway, the Capital Point lockdown. Thank you so much to our friends at Western Pizza and, of course, Great Western for getting on board as well. And
that was a lot of beer.
Wasn't it a beautiful thing opening that fridge and seeing all that beer? I was like, I had a little moment.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Real quick, a video has gone viral of this kid getting Alexa's help to do his homework, and then he was caught red-handed.
Alexa, 8 multiplied by 4.
8 times 4 is 32.
Alexa, 6 multiplied by 6.
6 times 6 is 36.
What is going on here?
Oh, busted.
No, that is not how you do homework.
I can appreciate it. Hey, that's called using technology.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So I just plugged my meter from right here in the studio. There's this everything you can pay by phone now with the meters downtown. And that was actually kind of painless. I figured it'd be a pain in the ass. I will be shocked, though, if I go out there and don't find a ticket. Somebody's gonna mess this
but
up,
it's,
right?
So walk us through this, because I went out and I plugged the meter.
Yeah, so you download the Pay by Phone app, and then you need to put in your credit card information about your car, like the license plate number.
Yeah,
so I happen to be driving a rental this morning, so that makes it fun. But nonetheless, you put in the information, description of the vehicle, and then you plug it. There's a number on the meter, so it'll ask for a location number. You plug that number in.
Did you know coming in with the number?
Yeah, I just remembered it coming in this morning.
Okay.
I took a picture of it, actually. So just remember the meter number, plug it into the app, and then it'll figure out the location, and then you're set. And then just put in for a maximum of 2 hours or whatever it is, and then you're ready to roll. You don't have to bring out the change.
Oh, cool. So is there any extra charges for that?
Yes. Yeah. 17 cents every time you use it.
So you're paying.
It's so for 2 hours, it's $4.17 now.
I paid only $4.
I know you paid $4, but one of these days you're not going to have change on you.
No, I always have change.
I have change, but sometimes I don't have enough. And keep in mind, I brought change today because I was like, I'm not going to be stupid. Well, I might need a backup.
And it counts down for you, so it tells you how much time you got.
Exactly. That's what's nice about this is, you look at your phone and it tells you exactly how much time you have left on your meter. Now, hopefully this works. And like I said, it doesn't register time on the meter, right? It just says it's just blinking. But the meter people are supposed to know that you've plugged it.
This is going to end horribly. And I'm going to be here with front row seats.
Oh, boy.
You know
la, 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 la. Now I'm just warming up my yelling voice.
Because you know what's going to happen?
La, 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 la.
You know what's going to happen is it's just going to be a pain in your ass now to fight with City. You have to phone City Hall and say, okay. So
and then they're going to say, well, you have to call the app company and you have to call this. And I can already hear it.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
You may notice the hashtag what's your excuse trending this morning on Twitter, and here's why. An 18-year-old girl by the woman, 18-year-old woman by the name of Madison Yetman has been diagnosed with cancer and it's terminal. She only has about a week left to live. She's in hospital in Winnipeg right now, but yet she is still voted. She's in hospital, but she's still found a way to vote, and she's gone online essentially asking people, what's your excuse not to vote?
If she
can vote, she has a week left, and it's her first ever time that she's voted because she's 18. So, what is your excuse?
Don't have one. You can't have one after hearing that story.
Yeah.
You can't have one. There's no reason not to vote.
I've said this before, and I will say it again and again. It is your duty to vote. There are so many people in this world that don't get the opportunity to vote, don't have a say in their government, and we might sit around and poo-poo our government and talk about how it's corrupt, and talk about how it needs work, and I agree, it needs work, a lot of work, but at least we have the opportunity to do it.
Yeah, and to change it if we don't like it.
Right. So, and again, too, you know, you think back to the people that have fought for our country.
Yeah, like, who stormed beaches and stuff, and we're not going to get off our couch to go vote, give me a breath. And this lady is dying in a Winnipeg hospital, and she finds time or some way to vote.
My grandpa was shot by the Nazis back in the day, and that led to us being a free country continuing to be a free country and having the ability to vote.
We have candidates in, and we're not endorsing any of them. We're just opening the door for them to come in. One of the guys was in Yugoslavia and marched against Slobodan Milosevic.
Yeah.
If you don't know who Slobodan Milosevic is, Google it. Not a nice guy.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, you're right. And we have Jigar Patel coming on with us after 7:30 as well with the NDP and the Regina Louvain riding, which is actually ending up being what they call a swing riding. So there are two swing ridings, in fact. I think one is the Mississippi riding and us, the Regina Louvain. You and I are both in that riding.
Yeah.
So it means a lot. Your vote matters. So get out there and vote. And by God, if she could go out and vote with 1 week left in her life, you can listen. Your time is not as valuable as hers.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Joining us today, Jigar Patel. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Excellent. Good, excellent. It's nice having you in. I know you're with the NDP running in the Regina Louvain riding, which is now swing riding. So things are definitely going to pick up for you, I'd imagine, in the coming days.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Jigar, tell us a bit about you. What do you do? What do you do other than politics?
I've been in Canada last 19 years.
Okay.
By profession, I'm an engineer, mechanical engineer.
Oh, wow.
Also, I've been doing small business. I have a couple convenience store in Regina and a couple stores in the mall.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Wow.
So I'm a part of growing economy. I like to give some employment for Regina as well. And before migrating to Canada, I was working for the politics for 5 years in my provincial politics.
Okay.
And I was a union president also for one of the company called Reliance Industries.
Okay.
That had almost 10,000 workers working over there.
Right. Wow.
And at the age of 23 years, I was a union president over there.
Wow. What's your favorite thing about Canada?
the favorite thing for Canada is multiculturalism.
Yeah.
And the best place for live, peaceful and better quality life for myself, my family, and their education.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, there are so many great things about our country.
Hey, let me ask you this. How have you found door knocking? How do you like the door knocking aspect of going around and talking to people?
That's the great experience I ever had.
Yeah.
Last 75 days, I've been doing door knocking. Mm-hmm. And almost 30,000 or more than that houses I had visited.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And fortunately, I had walked 450 kilometers.
Wow. Were you an athletic guy growing up? Were you in good shape growing up?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah. Man. That's
four? How many pairs of shoes did you wear out?
This is my third pair of shoes.
Oh, man. You must have the busiest Fitbit in the business, my friend.
Do you have a lot of people helping you door knock, or are you yes. a one-man show?
No. I have people also helping me.
Right, yeah.
There's so many volunteers also
with
me, but I do like to go personally as many as houses I can visit myself.
Yeah, for sure, I guess, yeah.
So what are you going to do on election night? Like, how are you going to spend election night? Are you going to be with your family? Are you going to hold a little party? What are you going to do?
Yeah, of course. We have a big party. Almost 300 people will go. We'll enjoy the election day.
Do it right, I guess, huh?
That's awesome.
300 people.
Okay, so
nice.
for a guy that didn't grow up here but moved here, why would you encourage people just to vote in general? Like, what would be the reason why they should get out and vote in general? Because a lot of people, they're kind of apathetic. They don't vote. They're not really into it. Why would you say they should vote?
The most important thing in Canada is a democratic country, and every person has to vote. And the current situation when I did door knocking, a lot of people are not happy with life right now. Mm-hmm. They have a stress, and day by day life is getting harder and harder. And we need to provide affordability that Canadian can live much better way.
Right.
And my ethics is also that to find yourself, you have to lose yourself in the service of others. And that's my concern too.
Yeah, that's a great.
That is actually a great line for sure,
for
man.
Sure.
Anyway, we thank you for coming in, man, and we wish you the best of luck, and have a great time at your party. I'd like to see what that's all about. I'd like to get some footage of that party a little later on. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
God bless Mr. Shea Bradley of Ireland. Died at the age of 62. And you know how most people, if they have, if they pass away, they might have some final requests, things like that. Well, Shea Bradley asked for them to play a tape of him right after they lower his coffin into the ground. So his coffin is down in the ground. Everybody's gathered around. The family's all there. And he said, I want you to play this audio. Okay. Now you expect it to be Shea Bradley saying, I just wanted to let you know, I love you all. I'm in a better place. Something like that, right?
Right.
No, this is actual audio from the graveside. Shea Bradley, everybody.
Hello? Let me out! Where the f*** am I? Hello? Hello? Let me out! I'm dying from here! Where the f*** am I?
That's great.
Is that priest I can hear?
Is that the priest I can hear?
Let me out! Hello?
Can you imagine? Can you imagine if you're there and you like, I'd be freaking out. That is a very funny bit, but that would actually, if I was a young kid, that would scar me for life or funerals. I remember, I forget who it was. I think it was my grandpa.
Yeah.
My dad's dad,
okay.
He passed away when I was six.
Yeah.
And I went up to see him in the coffin, and he looked nothing like I remembered him.
For
and I was
sure,
a young
yeah.
kid.
Yeah.
So I don't like looking at people in coffins. I don't like open coffins. And can you imagine you're there?
Hello?
I love how he just still drops the F-bombs.
Yeah, is that
where
the
F am I? Where the F am I? It's effing dark.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Good morning, The Wolf.
Hi. I'd like to win some Alice Cooper tickets.
Of course. What's your name?
Delphine.
Okay, Delphine, here we go. You got to tell us whether it's Florida or China, this headline, okay? Herpes infested monkeys terrorize local community. Is that Florida or China?
I'd have to say China.
No, it's Florida, actually. Okay. Gotta get 3 out of 5 right. One armed man driving a car wrecks it after answering his cell phone. Is that Florida or China?
Florida.
No, China.
China. Oh,
okay,
man.
Here we go.
Listen, we'll help you out a lot. Yeah. And by the way, we would have also accepted Def Leppard.
But. Yeah, if we could have. Yeah, there's a good one. Okay, here we go. Man dies after getting stuck in girlfriend's cat door. Is that Florida or China? Florida or China?
Let me think about this. So my choices are Florida or China.
Yeah.
Florida. Let's go Florida.
Very good.
Okay, here we go. A man who had sex with dolphin says it seduced him.
Oh, well, we know where this is.
Florida or China? Florida or China?
Florida.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, he's up on the dorsal fin, and he's going, again.
Okay.
Do you know him? Do you call him at home?
That's a good
one. Do you have a dorsal fin?
That's a good one. Okay, last one, okay? Last one.
Okay.
I just got to find
he's
a good one.
He's picking it very carefully.
I don't know where you're getting these headlines.
Yeah, no,
Zoo puts dog in cage, calls it a lion. is that Florida or China?
I'll have to say China.
Yes, China. Watch out for those dog lions out there.
Yeah.
Delphine, congratulations. You're going to see Alice Cooper along with Lita Ford at the Kinexus Arts Center, but we need a wolf howl from you. Would you roar like a dog for us?
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.